Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 6th of July, recording at 9:18 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here on this extremely interesting day, a day of some changes. And first, the Asian stock markets were all higher. Some quite reasonable gains actually occurred. The attributed catalyst was a belief that the Chinese underwriters had secured the funding for their agricultural bank issue that I've mentioned and that's been in the papers in the last few days. Now, Europe followed on from that strength in Asia and recorded some solid gains, stronger gains than we actually saw in Asia, helped by short covering. I think probably most of it was short covering. And Wall Street produced its own short covering early on. I mean, the Dow was up about 160 points at one stage, then gave the whole thing up, moved into the slightly into the minus column, but closed out with modest gains, up just over 0.5% on the Dow and the S&P 500 index, but with the NASDAQ showing a smaller gain. Long-dated government bond prices, they were easier in Europe, but the treasuries were firm here again today, amazingly. Now, the U.S. dollar slipped. The euro is up to 126.21. Sterling's come off. It was up at 152.28, but it's just up slightly at 151.52. Gold slipped in here today, and there was a story about that. I'll get onto that in a moment. But gold is currently down 16 at 11.93. 3.25. The other precious metals, however, were a bit firmer in here today. And the industrial metals were firmer. Not a bad day for copper, back up to 297.25. And the run to the upside in sugar and coffee just paused in here today. Crude oil had been strong earlier on, but gave it up. Rallied up to 73.86, but lost at 72.19. And the grain and bean complex seems to be a little softer. Okay, so what's going on here, particularly with these stock markets? That's the real story in here right now. Well, I've been mentioning daily in these audios for the last week or so that the trends were beginning to get overextended, and we had an short-term oversold condition. Also, if you look at the charts, and I've posted some of them, that we had seen some moves back to prior support levels. We've also seen some breaks of prior support levels, most significantly by Wall Street. And then we have some markets that have come back to the upper side of their bases that were formed back in that 4Q 2008 and 1Q 2009 period, or at least aren't all that far above those same bases. So that combination of the short-term oversold conditions, I mean, some of these markets had fallen a better part of 10 days in a row, moving into this week, and the proximity of some previous support levels, and an orgy of bearish commentary, it must be said. Wait till you see one of the articles that I've posted. Well, you may have already seen it, as I've already posted it. So it's really quite quite a background, today we saw some upside key day reversals in, let's see, the Japanese stock market indices did that. The Australian stock market index, the AS51, showed a clear upside key. There may well have been some more, but more importantly, the key is a dynamic, of course, but it's also an outside day. And a number of other stock market indices, not least those in Europe, showed some clear upward dynamics in here today. And amazingly, some of those little ASEAN markets, Thailand not least, have remained remarkably strong and are actually testing their highs seen earlier in the year. So that's the excuse me, that's the overall background. And my call on this, seeing those upward dynamics, is that a technical rally has commenced. Now, that's hardly unusual for downtrends. I mean, markets get oversold, the shorts are quite heavy, maybe you get a little bargain hunting, and you certainly get a bit of a short squeeze, and you get a sharp bounce, and then it's all retraced. Well, might that happen again this time? Yes, it might, but I wouldn't count on that necessarily. Let's take it one step at a time. Let's see first. I mean, we've got the background for a rally. If most of what we get is short covering, then the rally will be lucky to last a week or two, even if it's reasonably sharp. Now, however, if some bargain hunting goes on, and I've been doing a little bit of bargain hunting, as you know, in my long-term investment portfolio, and always started a little bit too soon. But valuations are reasonably attractive. They're not at end of bear market low, absolutely outstanding levels, but you've got some decent dividends out there, and not least in the Asian fuller money themes, incidentally, where stock market indices are yielding 2.5%, 3.5%, and where multiples are down in the 10-11 category. That's not bad. That's really quite attractive. So that's justification, I think, for maybe a bit more than a technical rally. And then if the rally were to gain momentum, these are all ifs, and I'm creating a best case scenario. But the best case scenario would be that we are forming an important reaction low down here, and that markets, to prove that this is an important low, would have to push back up to their highs that we had seen just over 2 weeks ago, to break the sequence of lower rally highs. Now, I have already described that as a best case scenario, but I would say that's in with, maybe a 40% chance. And the other possibility is that, we get mostly a short covering rally. It doesn't last very long. Markets come back down and take out their lows that we saw this week, and we go down another 10%, possibly a little more, depending on which index you're looking at. Now, to back that 40% possibility, the best case scenario that we are forming an important reaction low in here, I would cite the extreme bearishness. And you might say, well, I'm sure some people will say, and I could easily argue this, that there's appalling news in the OECD country stock markets. And that's true. But a lot of that's already in the price. And I don't think this is quite the depression that people are talking about. And yes, corporate earnings in the USA are being revised downwards after they're having been revised up. But the earnings are still likely to be quite solid. And remember, corporations, the Fortune 500 companies that are sitting on 1.8 trillion in cash, which is not a bad thing to have in your balance sheet, if, even if it isn't earning any interest at this stage. It lowers the burn rate, or gives you a long burn rate. So, again, I would much rather be a buyer than a seller in here. And then another factor is, which I've already referred to, is that phenomenal strength of some of those fuller money themes. Well, I mentioned the ASEAN markets, but India is doing really extremely well. So I'm more relaxed about this reaction than I might otherwise be. It's given me maybe a few sleepless nights, but not a constant high state of anxiety. Put it that way. And I hope you're at least as relaxed. Now, what else to mention in here? The long-dated government bonds. Well, that shows that people certainly haven't given up on the deflation economic slump hypothesis. I suspect that's partly a momentum move. We'll soon find out, but they're awfully overvalued. And if we got a decent stock market rally, I would be astonished if those bond prices, long-dated government bond prices, didn't come down. Yields move up, in other words. The US dollar, I think it's losing, well, it's definitely losing its haven appeal, mostly going back into ranges. We may have bit of a dull period, but sterling and the euro, particularly sterling, could well continue to firm here, both having been so oversold, as I was saying a month to 6 weeks ago. And what about gold? Everybody's interested in gold. That's one of the problems. You had near unanimity of opinion that gold could only go up. My view is the same. Cautious in the short term. I feel that it is well worth holding for the longer term. Now, the news that I was referring to, or that I said I would come back to earlier in the day, is that there was a story that a huge swaps deal had had gone through. Gold swap, and when that's the term for when one central bank, and this was supposed to be the BIS, when one central bank wants to raise some cash, and therefore usually does this with another central bank, and it arranges to give that central bank a chunk of gold in exchange for cash, and it the deal there's an agreement that they will buy the gold back at a pre-specified price at a certain date, and they pay a little bit of interest on the cash that they actually receive. But that was the rumor, and I haven't seen anything to confirm it one way or another, but at any rate, it weighed on the gold price in here today. But the gold price was already a little bit soft. The recent dynamics have been down to the downside and remain so. And so we're not out of the woods here completely in these stock markets. There's still plenty of fear around, but don't be surprised if we see at least a reasonable technical rally over the near term in these stock markets. And on that note, all the best to all of you.